A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
4:30 at KSL. Jeff Kaplan here. We have a partly cloudy sky, 70 degrees. KSL's top story. The McCluskey family was at the University of Utah today, marking 3 years since their daughter's murder. KSL News Radio's Nick Waya was there and tells us Lauren McCluskey's parents want to make campuses safer.
Jill and Matt McCluskey announcing a new five-step campus safety initiative for the University of Utah, and they hope campuses around the country. The plan includes spreading awareness of dating violence, creating a best practices blueprint, developing a campus safety score, and strengthening dating violence and stalking laws. The McCluskeys, alongside U President Randall Taylor, led a walk around the school's track to honor Lauren.
Visit laurenmccluskey.org for more information. A Utah woman faces accusations of sexually abusing a teen client with disabilities. KSL.com reports police booked Hannah Hauser into the Carbon County Jail while they investigate. Police say the victim was a teen boy with autism and a traumatic brain injury. Hauser was supposed to accompany him to school and keep him out of trouble. She's accused of supplying him with nicotine and engaging in sexual acts with him. KSL's top national story. The U.S. Supreme Court has agreed to hear challenges to the Texas abortion law.
The U.S. Supreme Court agreed to hear arguments on the restrictive Texas abortion law November 1st. It is an accelerated timeline, but it does not, as the Biden administration had hoped, immediately halt the state's ban on abortions after 6 weeks, before many women know they're pregnant. The Justice Department has said Texas paired an unconstitutional law with an unprecedented enforcement scheme designed to evade judicial review. The state has argued the federal government lacks the authority to challenge.
That's ABC's Aaron Katursky. A nonpartisan audit of Wisconsin's 2020 presidential race has found no evidence of widespread voter fraud. The report from the state's Legislative Audit Bureau determined that the swing state's election had been largely safe and secure. Lawmakers are creeping their way toward a deal over the president's legislative agenda.
Ohio Representative Tim Ryan says negotiations between lawmakers will produce a bill that will not only create wealth, but also make the U.S. economy more competitive with China.
This is the legislative process. It takes time. We have differing opinions. We're going to get through this. There's going to be a bill. It's going to be significantly bigger than what we're doing now.
Ike Ajachi, ABC News, Washington.
Border Patrol says it made a record number of arrests at the U.S.-Mexico border this year. The agency says they've arrested 1.7 million immigrants illegally crossing. These unauthorized crossings have begun to decline, but remain above the usual numbers for the year. The Navajo Nation has issued an alert for a missing woman last seen October 6th. They're looking for 34-year-old Kimberlina Yellowhair, last seen in the Four Corners area. Anyone with information that might help should contact Navajo police. The government does not have a definitive count of missing or murdered indigenous women in the United States, in part because the crimes may be underreported. KSL News Time 4:34. Stresses on the global supply chain are trickling down to the local food chain. Utah Food Bank President and CEO Jeanette Bott says while a lot of companies are increasing paychecks, the costs of staples is also way up.
So it is becoming really a challenge. And if you look at the price of some of these items, you instantly know that things that are good, that are nutritious, that are valuable to diet are things that are having to be eliminated.
Bott tells Utah's Noon News families who are food insecure tend to prioritize paying for rent or mortgage and child care over their grocery shopping. She says they always need donations of food, time, and money at Utah Food Bank. That food bank is getting a huge donation of feminine hygiene products to help women and girls who can't afford them. According to Sister Goods, 1 in 7 Utah teens can't afford such products, and about half of women in poverty have to choose between food and feminine hygiene products. Sister Goods plans to deliver a truckload of these products to the Utah Food Bank Monday for distribution all over the state. KSL News Time 4:35. It's not wildfires Northern California's worried about today. It's an atmospheric cyclone.
It's many days of rain back to back. It's wet today, but the focus is on Sunday into Monday. That's when what scientists have dubbed a bomb cyclone will move into Northern California up through Washington State. A powerful storm like the region has not seen in a very long time. It's spinning kind of like a hurricane out in the Pacific. It has hurricane force winds over the ocean, but that storm is just one over a week of rain that is so badly needed.
ABC's Alex Stone reporting there. KSL News Time 4:35. I want to leave a little extra time for Ricky Meese here because we've just had a mess of a rush hour. What's the latest?
Yeah, it's been really rough this afternoon. Road work is tying up traffic in Box Elder County, so anticipate delays and add a minimum of 30 to 40 minutes to your travel time. Southbound I-15 from Honeyville down to Corinne. Now, a little bit of good news. The crash has been cleared. Northbound on I-215's east belt at 4500 South. We still have residual delays, but at least traffic is starting to move again in the area. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
If you're rolling slow and fed up, stay with us just a moment. My minute of news is on the way. Next.
Some exciting news about the KSL family.
You can now hear Unrivaled earlier in the day. Listen on your drive home between 3 and 7 on 97.5 FM and 1280 AM The Zone.
Hi, this is Doug Wright, and I just got word from my friends at Zero Res Carpet and Air Duct Cleaning that they're offering their 111 special. They have never had a special like this before, and it only lasts until 11/1/21. There's only 1 week to receive 4 rooms of carpet cleaning for just $111. Zero Res offers the deepest clean for your carpets available, cleaning your carpets without harsh soaps, detergents, or chemicals, leaving behind nothing but clean. Now, the other guys, they can leave behind sticky residues that cause your carpets to attract dirt faster. With Zero Res, your carpets stay cleaner for longer. When you've scheduled before 11/1, save big with the 111 deal. Call or book online with the promo code 111 and you'll receive 4 rooms of carpets clean for just $111. But hurry, this deal won't be around for long. Schedule your appointment today. Serving Salt Lake, Utah, Davis, and Weber counties, online at ZeroResSaltLake.com or ZeroResDavisWeber.com.
Bill Riley here with University of Utah head football coach Kyle Whittingham. Now tell me, Coach Witt, what's your philosophy on a winning team?
I believe the key to winning is a strong offensive line. When the linemen do their job, nothing gets through to the quarterback so he can do his job.
Well, what happens if the linemen don't do their job?
Ouch. You know, Bill, I recently learned that kidneys work like linemen for your body. When your kidneys work, you block poisons and chemicals from your blood.
Coach, I've heard that 1 in 9 Americans have some form of kidney disease. What can we do to fight back?
Join me, Coach Kyle Whittingham, and be part of the winning team against kidney disease. Donate your used car or truck to the Kidney Foundation. Your car will be towed for free, and you'll get a receipt for a tax deduction. Tell them how to do that, Bill.
Donate your car to the Kidney Foundation today and make your car a kidney car. Cars to save lives. Call 1-800-TOW-CARS. That's Tow Cars, cars with a K.
Cars that save lives.
Donate today. Call 1-800-
KSL News Time, 4:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
Intermountain Healthcare says it's recommending people get the same COVID-19 booster as their original vaccine series, so Moderna with Moderna, Pfizer and Pfizer, and so on. But if that's not doable, the network says mixing and matching is okay. I'm KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt.
Second, more onions might have salmonella. Keeler Family Farms is recalling onions from Mexico. Keeler distributes to stores and restaurants all over the country. When in doubt, throw it out. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
That's southbound I-15, and it's up north in Box Elder County. Road work taking traffic down to one lane, causing heavy delays as you're going from Honeyville down to Corinne. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Partly cloudy, windy, and warm today, but a storm arrives tomorrow. I'm Kevin Eubank.
70 degrees in Salt Lake City. Now, KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
The U.S. Border Patrol arrested migrants more times in the past year than any other that's been recorded, says agency data just released. Unauthorized migrants along the southwest border were confronted more than 1.7 million times. Of those, over 1.6 million arrests were made. Democrats are nearing a deal on their two major President Biden agenda packages, says House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
The climate aspects of it are urgent, and they are significant, and they are resolved. In terms of the health care, we have a couple outstanding issues that just need a decision.
Member of the camera crew tells ABC News that hours before yesterday's accidental deadly shooting on the Rust movie set with Alec Baldwin, crews were walking out complaining of unsafe working conditions. Several shipping containers floating off the West Coast near the U.S.-Canada border being monitored, says the Coast Guard. It says some ships lost cargo in bad weather. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
The KSL in-depth now on Utah's changing climate. A new study from BYU finds massive wildfires from just a few years ago dumped as much sediment into Utah Lake as 200 years worth of erosion. Ecology professor Ben Abbott told us the annual area burned by wildfires has doubled since the 1980s.
When you have a severe wildfire that comes through, it removes a lot of the vegetation and even some of the organic matter in the soil. And so you end up with a landscape that's much more prone to erosion. And in 2018, there was a large, we call it a mega fire because it's so big, three fires in southern Utah County up Spanish Fork Canyon that burned. And they were so big that finally they merged by the end of the summer. And then right after that, those fires were kind of burning out, they still were smoldering in some places. We had a huge storm that came through, which was the remnants of Hurricane Rosa. And so that ended up moving a large amount of sediment through the rivers and then into Utah Lake.
And erosion is a good thing for the most part. It's the force behind some of Utah's most beautiful features.
However, where we get concerned about erosion is where it's being accelerated by human activity. So in this case, the wildfires were natural, but the reason why we're seeing this big increase in the severity and size of these wildfires is because of human-caused climate change. And at the same time, we're seeing more intense and frequent storm events that happen. So that's why we were really interested in understanding how this would affect not only erosion, but nutrients and pollutants that were being transported through the stream system.
And that's the problem.
To make Utah Lake and our waterways generally more resilient to these disturbances, we need to clean up the nutrient sources in our communities. And so that's upgrading the wastewater treatment plants. That is being aware, not over-fertilizing your lawn. That's taking supporting agricultural measures to improve the practices that farmers use in our valley. So it was really a surprise to us when we saw how high the concentrations of those pollutants were.
Monday, make sure you tune into Utah's Morning News for in-depth coverage on Utah's changing climate. We're taking a closer look at how the shrinking Great Salt Lake is creating something of a miniature dust bowl in Davis County. KSL News Time 450. Still emergency traffic. We're brought to you by Zions Bank, your business banking home. Listen, here's Ricky Meese.
Well, traffic is moving, but still no relief from the unusual construction delays we have southbound I-15, Honeyville down to Corinne in Box Elder County. Again, you may want to consider sitting this one out, delaying your travel time, or just add extra time to get through that area. Now, southbound traffic I-15 in Salt Lake County, you're going to see slowdown starting just after 4500 South, almost to the point of the mountain. All clear once again. Northbound I-215's East Belt, a little bit of traffic building that's heavy, and a little slow northbound on I-15 as you're going from 3900 South to downtown. Michelle?
Well, I-80 really bogged down for drivers trying to get out of Tooele County, seeing those slowdowns in Lake Point headed up to about the I-80 201 junction for drivers headed into Utah County. That's a nice ride right now. I-15, nothing to slow you down. But again, construction causing big delays for drivers making their way towards Scipio. This is between Yuba Lake and Scipio. Steve?
We got good speeds right now, northbound 15, leaving downtown Salt Lake City. Just a bit thick there at 23rd North. After that, good speeds into Davis County. More slowdowns waiting for you in Centerville. Also from Kaysville up to Clearfield. On southbound I-15, it's heavy and slow between 31st Street and Ogden all the way down to Roy and through Kaysville. down into Farmington, just a bit thick through there. And a slow go on northbound 89 between Oak Hills Drive and I-84. Ready for a kitchen update? Shop local at Durden's Appliance in Bountiful and pay the same or less than the national chains. Durden's, brands you know at prices you'll love. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. Here's your 7-day forecast to Kevin Eubank.
Thanks a lot, Jeff. Well, a couple of storms over the next 7 days. The first arrives on our Saturday. Cloudy skies, scattered rain over northern and central Utah, high of 55 degrees. Not a huge storm, but enough to mess up a car wash, and it'll last through afternoon and evening and then taper off. On Sunday, gusty winds, south 25, mostly cloudy skies with 60 degrees for the high. And then our next storm comes in Monday into Tuesday. That one's bigger. Valley rain, mountain snow, highs only in the 50s with lows dipping down into the 40s. Things dry out by midweek. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
So it's going to be some wet weather. Much needed rain. Meantime, 70 degrees in Salt Lake.
Afternoon News.
It's the number one thing that people ask us about. I actually had somebody at a remote the other day, Scott, say, "Hey, I want to see you here. I came to see what you look like." Soda weight loss has helped me drop 90 pounds in the last 23 weeks. 90 pounds, that's not insignificant. And Scott and I have both had amazing success with soda because we follow the program. And that's exactly what you can do. Go to sodaweightloss.com. Let me spell it out for you. S-O-T-A. And if you've been listening to us talk about these commercials and you're finally saying, you know what, I'm going to give it a shot, then do it. Sodaweightloss.com.
Yeah, I've dropped 107 pounds in 23 weeks, and I feel amazing. I feel great. I love that if you just follow this program, mm-hmm. It's not complicated. It's based on science. Follow it, and it absolutely works. Anybody can do this. Men drop 3 to 5 pounds a week, women 2 to 3 pounds. It really works. You really have to check it out. You want to go to Soda Weight Loss, and they have over 4,500 reviews. It's not just us, Alex, and yeah. It's really worked for us. A lot of people have had that success. You can too. Go to sodaweightloss.com.
Utah, are you getting the most out of your Medicare benefits? Annual enrollment is October 15th through December 7th, so call United Healthcare today. Whether you're enrolling in Medicare for the first time or looking to change your coverage during the annual enrollment period, United Healthcare could get you more for your Medicare dollar when, where, and how you need it. With great benefits like $1,000 for comprehensive dental services, $60 a quarter in credits for OTC, $300 eyewear allowance with free lenses, and much more. Annual enrollment begins October 15th and ends December 7th, Utah. It's time to take advantage of a plan that offers you more care for less. A Medicare Advantage plan from United Healthcare. Call United Healthcare today at 1-844-696-5525. That's 1-844-696-5525. United Healthcare is there to help you get even more from your benefits. That number again is 1-844-696-5525. Benefits, features, or devices vary by plan and area. Limitations and exclusions apply.
Introducing the latest innovation in water technology. The new Nebbia by Moen Quattro Showerhead offers 4 unique experiences to choose from, designed to soothe, clarify, relieve, and cleanse. An indulgent shower experience engineered to use up to 50% less water. Water designs our life. Who designs for water? Visit Moen.com to learn more.
We're watching Utah's Money, brought to you by Central Bank. A room spray sold at Walmart is being recalled. It's been linked to some bacteria that's not commonly found in the U.S. Nearly 4,000 bottles of Better Homes and Gardens essential oil-infused aromatherapy room spray with gemstones are being recalled. 2 people have died from the bacteria. None of them in Utah, though. KSL Drive's Tesla's valuation hit an all-time high this morning. Spurred on by news, Tesla met its goal of producing 1 million cars last quarter. The stock rose more than 1% today. The company is now worth $900 billion. Chipotle is dropping smoked brisket from the menu sooner than anticipated. The company insists the smoked meat has been super popular, but bye-bye brisket. On Wall Street today, the Dow was up 73 points to 35,677. The S&P was down 4. The NASDAQ was down 125 points. KSL News Time. 4:56 Jazz Notes is brought to you by Wasatch Medical Clinic. Here's KSLSports.com Jazz Insider Ben Anderson.
Donovan Mitchell struggled offensively in the Jazz season opener on Wednesday, knocking down just 6 of 17 shots for 16 points. But the guard did prove to be more dialed in on the defensive side of the ball. After a tough playoff exit last season, largely due to the team's inability to defend on the perimeter, Mitchell discussed the early season challenges the Jazz will face on the defensive end.
A bunch of good challenges early, you know, towards an attack mode, and you got Buddy Hield screen, so it's different type of people you're guarding, and then the game after that, you got to defend Jokic's action. So, you know, it's good challenges off the bat, and that's pretty much what I put my mind to, you know, it's being able to kind of set a tone defensively.
The Jazz traveled to Sacramento yesterday and will face the Kings tonight in their first road test of the season. For a full breakdown on the Jazz defensive effort in the season opener, head to KSLSports.com. With Jazz Notes, Ben Anderson, KSL News Radio.
Struggling with ED, sick of pills? Visit WasatchMedicalClinic.com for an incredible free offer.
Hi guys, it's Andrew with Wasatch Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with ED and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical breakthrough that has helped thousands of men. The WAVE technology at Wasatch Medical Clinic was tested by Cambridge University and the Cleveland Clinic, and the results are in. It's proven to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED by treating the root cause, call us now, and not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, we'll also include something unique that produces instant results to intimacy. I don't think I've ever seen it fail. And for a limited time, blood work and testosterone is free as well. This is a $650 value, free to those that call in the next 2 minutes. 801-901-8000. That's 801-901-8000. Guys, put a stop to your ED and get your love life back. Call Wasatch Medical Clinic now to qualify. 801-901-8000.
With a My Social Security account, you can request a replacement Social Security card, estimate your benefits, and more. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.